This is The Stash, and you're listening to the Business Bottom Line Podcast, coming to you from the Jewel City of the Mountains, Greenville, Tennessee. We're in the foothills of the Smokies, talking business with people just like you who are responsible for the bottom line, sharing business tips to inspire, inform, and improve, and turn your bottom line from red to black.
Okay, we're doing something unusual on the podcast today. We are on site, which we normally don't do, but we're in a very cool on-site place, and I'll show you a little piece of video later. We're actually sitting on the outdoor deck of a tree house, and is there a name already?
What's the sea house?
The sea house, that's
S-E-A-Y.
S-E-A-Y house. So we're with Darren and Jennifer Walketter, and they operate Mammoth Ridge RV Park. And it's quite an experience right here in Greene County. So they've been with us before. They were one of the very early people on the podcast, but they've got a lot of done since then and lived a lot of life out here in this tranquil, beautiful place. So we want to catch up with them today. And the treehouse is not quite ready, but they say a couple of weeks. So let's talk to Darren and Jennifer and give us that little thumbnail of kind of how this came to be, like you did before, and then we'll talk about what you got going on here.
Well, I enjoy spending time in the woods, and believe it or not, I hunted that tree right there. And you know, I'm not a big deer hunter or anything, but I just really want anything that takes my deep breath is when I come out here and sit in the woods. And I just happened to come out here one day and walk through the side of this hill, and I'm like, man, there, we're gonna sit there today. And there was one nice little kind of level spot there. I kind of leveled it, but I swear it was somebody upstairs said, you're going to build a treehouse here. And these four poplars are so perfect for it that almost unexplainably, but that's kind of where it started. You know, that's always been a childhood dream, to live in a treehouse or
have one. Yeah. So this is way back on the back side of your property, hidden kind of up in the woods, very secluded. But tell us a little bit about how this dream started before there was anything here.
You know, I've been with Walmart Logistics for a long time, and they got me going. It was a great company to work for. Just got kind of tired of doing the same thing every day, and she's always owned a salon, and I'm like, you know, she's always told me, you can do it, you can do it, we can do it together, and I never really kind of scares me to, you know, I've got this stable job. I don't know anything. One day after a 16-hour shift, I almost fell asleep on the way home. I said, look, I'm not going back. And I didn't. I mean, we had land up here about a mile and a half away. And then my daughter and I were driving up the road and saw this cornfield for sale, a little for sale sign in the ditch. I made a phone call and here we sit, you know, a couple of years later at least. So there's been some troubling times, but the positives big time outweigh the negatives. So I have no regrets. She might have a couple, but
no,
she's happy.
Well, that's cool. I love the part about seeing a sign in the cornfield, and you wind up from that in the dream of Mammoth Ridge and then seeing the park come to life. It's got to be like a dream come true in that sense.
And it was. There were so many locals that were like, oh man, they're building this place in a flood zone. And, you know, they just didn't know our plan. You know, we raised, everything's raised about 4 feet. And on this side, actually, it's raised 10. So, you know, we just basically took all of our lake dirt and we just shaped it to where we go in the creeks now instead of, we're in the lake, you know.
So the water's where you want.
Yeah, the water's where I want it, right, versus exactly, but that was my dream. As a kid, I always went camping with my parents, and if they said, hey, yeah, there's a lake or there's a pond, I'll go, you know, but for some reason, I had to have water.
Gotcha.
So
I've always loved that, you know, and here in East Tennessee, there's little creeks and streams everywhere, so it feels completely normal. Whatever you have, it's normal, because it's what we are here.
Sure.
In your mountains.
But it's funny because we had the hardest time hiring people to help us build this. They would come and help for a week or so and we'd never see them again.
Oh.
So it's amazing how the Lord put certain people in our path to come and help us with this. Steve Wittenberg and Darren, Steve Wittenberg's excavator in Greenville. He and Darren did 98% of this part, just the two of them.
Well,
I mean, he was huge. And then
Chris showed up, Dave showed up. I think Dave showed up first, actually. Yeah. And
he's retired, but he was an electrician, so he knew how to do. So he helped Darren do all the electric. And then we were up at Stucky's eating lunch one day, and this guy sitting at a table next to us, his name is Chris C., and he heard us talking about how we wanted tin, old tin from the barn for the camp store. And he said, hey, I got an old barn. You can come get all the tin you want. And we're like, what? And
on our way.
And unfortunately, he has stage four cancer. So he wasn't able to continue working anymore. But he's like, can I come volunteer and help you? It'll give me something to do. And that led to this.
Wow.
And, yeah.
An artist. He's a wood artist. I know him. I mean,
still.
You get some shots of it because, I mean, and I wish it was a little cleaner. It's just kind of worth that stage. But it's a truly beautiful piece of work that he's done. You know, honestly, I'm naming it after him because it's my idea.
Well, the way you've done it, it looks like it's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It may be something that's you might say from 100 years ago, but it blends into the setting and the culture in a way that seems right, I think.
And he's a very special person to us. And unfortunately, we know he won't be here forever. So we're so honored to have a piece of her.
Yes, yes.
And we'll have this forever.
Well, you know, you're describing in those comments a part of the East Tennessee culture that attracts people to this area. Not that everybody's here is great, but overall the culture is that helpful nature and neighbors helping neighbors and caring about neighbors, and it makes it a wonderful place to live. You know, we use this all the time. A lot of people don't know it, but Greenville's nickname is the Jewel City of the Mountains. And I use that all the time. It's not commonly used, but it was coined about, I don't know, 50 or 60 years ago. It fits, I think.
Yeah.
And done.
With that. So kind of tell us what's going on at the park. What all do you provide and what do you have there?
I tell you, I'll give you a quick last three week review. We had Labor Day, we had a fishing tournament, golf tournament, beanbag tournament. Everybody just had a blast. It was great. The weekend after that, we had a church group out here. They brought 26 RVs and just Encompass Church. They're fantastic. Met a lot of really, really nice people. Knew a few of them from them visiting.
They had their 10-year anniversary here.
Oh, they were going to try to do a baptism in the lake, and that something, I guess, fell through, but we're so excited. Maybe we'll get one next year. Mm. A little cold now, but and then the weekend after that, we had a flea fest / car show. That we did really well on it. I mean, for the first time trying it, it was, to me, we had a couple hundred people out here, and they just walked along the path around the lake, and people were selling stuff, and we'd love to blow that up, because I think that was really neat. Gave away a lot of prizes. Dang near everybody won something, and yeah, it was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So those 3 weeks just about put me in the grave, I think, because I blew my back out this week, it's just...
But it's so nice to be able to put on these events, to have our neighbors and our locals come out. And it's amazing that they come out and say, I didn't even know this was here, you know, and they just, and they love it.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things we do. It's why I like promoting local people like this, especially when you're doing something a little unique, and because people just don't know. And, you know, sometimes I complain because we have people say, well, I didn't know you could do that. You could provide that. And so I feel you in that way.
Something we did too this year that to generate, well, I mean, it didn't really generate a lot of income, but it, generated a lot of talk. We let locals or whoever come in and fish and come in and so they can fish, swim, play basketball, do whatever they want to do, hang out in the arcade, whatever. But we did that. We kind of opened it a little bit to the public and we said, hey, look, it's $5 to enter, which is, you know, you can go to a city pool probably for less than that or more than that. I don't even know.
That's very reasonable.
But they just come out, and I tell you, we had people want to do season passes, and I'm like, I never even thought about that, but we'll probably do that next year. And we've met a lot of good people that way, and they passed our business on, and, you know.
Because we have locals calling wanting to have birthday parties.
Yeah.
I
know that the first phase was the lake and then the RV spaces, which – they all have all up-to-date connections, right?
Sure.
What all?
20, 30, 50 amp. Everything is inclusive water, sewer. In the back here, we don't have sewer yet. We're going to try to work on that this winter. Okay. But 47 of the sites do, and a lot of people, they don't mind it and so whatnot, and they can dump on the way out to work.
Yeah. Now, do you have Wi-Fi in that, too?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
DirecTV.
Yes. So you can be in the middle of this beautiful place and still have all those connections that you want.
Absolutely.
That's very good. And then, on top of that now, you have this treehouse cabin that's getting ready to open. And then there's some more dreams even beyond that, you're telling me on the way up here, that are coming on down the road.
We get a lot of people we get a lot of phone calls that say, do you have an RV for rent, or do you have, you know, somewhere we can, cabins, whatnot. So we've decided to build some platforms and build these dome yurts with the skylights in them, because the stars out here are really unbeatable. We don't have Rogersville too close. We don't have Greenville too close. So we get the lights. It's really stunning. I mean, we watched the, I think they're called Starlink satellites go over, and they're so neat. The stream of like 25 of them, and it's stuff that's like, what? I've lived on this earth that long, I never seen it. And so we're building those so that these phone calls we can only say, yeah, we have dome yurts for you to stay in, and obviously the treehouse next. And after that, we're doing a wedding barn. A big wedding venue, do a big wood barn, and some neat little fountains and stuff, and just a like you said, tranquil and beautiful backdrop back there. And we're making some privacy fence and doing all this. So it'll be, whoever the bride's family, groom's family can stay in this. And then we do a honeymoon suite, maybe out on the side of the hill or whatnot. But we got dreams. It's just, and I have a hard time with patience. So it's like, okay, when are we starting this? And she says, well, when we make any money. And I'm like, okay, you know. So we just pump every penny back into it. We just do.
You need some of that balancing that you.
Yes. Otherwise, you're right. I'd probably fold. But it's going to be something really, really neat. And, you know, we got people that want to buy it, man, but it's just not.
Oh, yeah.
We're not done. We've met some of the neatest people we've ever met in our whole lives out here. And so now it's really different.
Yeah. It is becoming a home as well as the business in a unique way. And I love how you are intensely drawing the community in. And that's the part that sounds like it really strokes your good place, is when you have people that want to be involved and they're interested in what you're doing or, you know, want to participate in the things that's going on.
What's nothing for us on a Sunday? We'll do like a pitch in or cook this, cook that. And it's nothing on a Sunday. And we have no family around here. We knew no one before we came here. And we'll cook up there, man, these 30, 40 people from the, you know, and it's just great.
Yeah, they come up and.
It's a great.
Just share some time and fellowship.
Yeah, yeah, that's where it is. And we enjoy that. I mean, we don't have family here. Our girls are all out and the sun's up north. And so that's our family.
You're kind of creating your own community.
That's
no doubt about it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, and you've made it work as a business, which is no small thing to do. You know, the podcast, the Business Bottom Line podcast, the stated purpose of it is to inform, inspire, and improve the bottom line. And that's a struggle in small business.
Yeah.
Cash flow,
is so difficult. Until someone has done that, they don't know how difficult it is. So managing all that is, you got to have some brain over there somewhere, Darren, right?
Well, or nervous cider. So yeah, I'm cheap. She's real cheap. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, but yeah, it's been nothing but there's your days once in a while. It's like, ooh, it's for sale today, but
yeah, then the next day's like great. So there's no way, you know, but.
And I think it's a...
But if you don't manage that part of it, then it falls apart and the ring falls upon you. So it's a big challenge.
It is.
Yeah. So if you were going to tell someone, do this or don't do that, what kind of a tip? And you can give more than one.
Well,
I always try to do that for people that are listening because maybe they're getting ready to start or maybe they're already in their business. What would you say that would be helpful?
I've always worked in your... I've always worked with people that have jobs, okay? But everybody has a dream. This is what I want to do someday. And some of them, hey, work at Walmart. Some of the dreams are, man, I want to own my own pizza store, pizza shop, or I want to own my own beauty salon. My one tip is, look, I mean, I'm no better than anybody else in this world. I'm not. In fact, I'm probably not half as good as most. But dang it, do it. You know, it was really a hard button for me to press too, you know, and my friends, my Walmart friends back then, I mean, they constantly, hey, how's things going and how you doing? So I can't believe it. So proud of you. And you know, it makes your heart just, I did the right thing. But I tell you, if you doubt yourself, maybe don't do it. But if you believe in yourself, you believe in your.
And keep your faith.
Keep your faith.
Keep your faith because you're going to need it.
As bad as it gets better. I mean, there's a hill. We climbed that hill right there to get to the other side, and we scratched and clawed, but we made it.
Mm-hmm.
And I say we made it. You're right. There's always that. I'll probably never make it. But we've made it at least to the less sloped hill.
Made a lot of progress.
Yes. Just dang it. That's my big thing I always think of because I think all my friends, man, I wanted to do that, and I wanted to do that, and I want to tell them, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's so doable. I mean, there's some businesses in my mind that's like so tough. You see these restaurants in and out, in and out, in and out. But the good ones, you know, I won't mention any names, but I tell you, the good ones are still here.
Yes.
And the reason they're here is because they believed and they they focus and they do better and they add this and add that to a menu or, you know, they do. And those are the ones that make it.
Yeah.
And dang it, if you're that person and you want to make it, you can, believe me. That's my big, I guess, pass on.
That's a good one because so often the challenge looks too large and we don't take it. So we really don't know if we could have or not.
Sure.
So you do have to take that first step. And like you say, faith plays a huge part in that.
Absolutely.
Being able that there's someone there behind you that you don't have to go it all alone. And having a partner is one of the coolest things. God knew what he was doing when he created us and said, you need help of it, you need to be together. So
yeah.
You can do a lot. You know, the principle is two can do a lot more than twice what one person can do.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Grateful.
Well, that's thanks for sharing your time with us. And giving us a little inspiration for that person who may be thinking, I don't know if I can or not. Sometimes someone needs to hear that.
Yeah.
And make that first step. So that's good. And we wish you much success continuing and looking forward to the new things you're going to do. And I'm going to get out here some. I haven't yet, but I'm trying to slow down a little at work. So this is one of my destinations I'm working on. So you may see me hanging around.
You said that last year.
I did it.
I'm just kidding. I know.
No, I did.
But that's, you know, we appreciate everything that Greene County's done for us. And we have a lot of special people here. So we appreciate that. We appreciate you guys for helping spread the word because we're just not social media people.
Yeah.
But we see you succeed.
Yeah. And we appreciate that.
And we invite you to come out and stay.
I'm going to. I'm absolutely going to. So
it'll be a lot cleaner.
Yeah. I'm going to have to come and help you clean up just so I can stay the night.
Okay. That's a good barter system.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Well, listen, thanks a lot for sharing your time with us. We appreciate it. And that's a wrap for this week's Business Bottom Line podcast. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Jennifer. We appreciate it.
Well, that's a wrap for today's Business Bottom Line podcast. Take that tip and make your bottom line turn from red to black. Next week, we'll talk with another special guest, and we'll see you right here next time in the Jewel City of the Mountains, Greenville, Tennessee. This is The Stash saying we're here to inspire, inform, and improve your bottom line so you can grow.